This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hotel Motel makes you want to cry.
It's a long way to the top. You want to fight the New World Order.
Riding on the highway.
Once you get up on the ridges above them, throw big boulders down on top of them. Then you just get stronger. Dodge the big ones coming down at you. Once you get the fight,
broken bones, yeah.
I'm here to tell you. It's harder than it looks.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get back into all things Trump and into the economic news, congressional news, and more. John Corbett, professional-troublemaker.com, the fellow that successfully was able to smuggle bomb simulants through, the guy that did the lawsuit that they inadvertently released at the request in the discovery that the TSA knows it's all fake. There's no terrorists that they're actually stopping. Never stopped a terrorist. It's all just to have naked body scanners. So Chertoff, the former head of Homeland Security, makes hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, the company makes billions. It's just all more military-industrial complex ripping us off. While Obama flies in huge planes from Mexico, Syria, you name it, just people piling off. No IDs are looked at. Mainstream news. Rah. Trump says, we might want to check that and stop it till they do something. No, he's the worst person ever. He's the biggest. You believe? Let me tell you the craziest thing I heard. Trump said that when the submarines go into the water, they should close the portal hatch on the top. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah. He then said, you shouldn't put a gun to your head with loaded bullets and pull the trigger. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it gets worse. Trump said that if you smoke 10 packs of cigarettes a day for 50 years, you might get lung cancer. Oh, my goodness. Oh, did you hear the really weird one? He said the sun came up this morning. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I'm convinced that if you went out there and told Trendies to sign a petition to make the sun not come up in the morning because Obama said so, or are you for the sun? Are you racist? You know, it's yellow. It's not black. They would probably sign a petition to announce that the word sun should be banned. After all, it's sun is S-U-N, sun is S-O-N. It's kind of like saying the sun god's male, like male sunlight fertilizes the planet. Oh, my gosh, those sexist Egyptians, ban it. Excuse me. Let me get back to serious issues. Here is another clip. Donald Trump. I know words. I have the best words. Obama is stupid. Let's play that clip.
The world has blown up around Barack Obama. Now, I don't know if you saw his recent release. They were talking about the Department of State, State Department, and they said very strongly, you know, the things that they've done. Well, they couldn't find it, because what have they done that's good? And they said bringing peace to Syria. Did you see that? So instead of saying they made a mistake, call it a typo. They made a mistake. They're trying to justify. Well, we meant we're working on it. Can you believe bringing peace to Syria? The world is blowing up. The migration to Syria. They say one of their achievements for the year is bringing peace to Syria. And the whole world's talking about it. It's the level of stupidity is incredible. I'm telling you, I used to use the word incompetent. Now I just call them stupid. I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words. I have the best. But there's no better words than stupid.
That's right. I don't know.
Right? There is none.
Come on, the best words, guys. There is none. And I got some words with Obama. It's a piece of you know what?
There's no word like that.
I don't like to use the Lord's name in vain, and I shouldn't, but I have trouble I only see it when I mean, I really do want the globalists to be sent to Hades. I'm not judging them, but I mean, my gosh, they look pretty bad to me. So that's God judges. Vengeance belongs to the Lord above. But I tell you, these people have it out for us. I mean, they're a bunch of crooks. They've doubled our energy prices, shutting off the power plant. Okay.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., 4 hours of hardcore talk radio / news analysis coming to you in the old-fashioned TV transmission as well. All right, where to start? There is so much here. I want to air a special report Jakari Jackson did about the return of the naked body scanners. Opting out is because lawsuits got filed. Doing it to children is illegal. Taking naked images of children's genitalia is illegal. That's why courthouses nationwide that have the naked body scanners have similar systems. And with those systems, they have those images. It is the production of child pornography. And that's the real way to attack this. So that's why under 18 now, they've phased it out. But they're trying to bring it back for children now. Now, I don't want to make this about the TSA people themselves, even though a lot of them have been caught stealing, a lot of them have been caught being pedophiles, an extraordinary amount. And it's because that's the type of job that pedophiles and pervs are going to gravitate to. And, you know, you see the ones that want to grope hot women. You see the ones that want to grope men. You see the ones that want to grope kids. I have seen it with private security at concerts where they go out of their way where they're not checking anybody but all the super gorgeous women. You know, they're wearing halter tops and tight blue jeans. You know, these men and women are all over them. You'll see, you know, women like the Janet Reno lookalikes just licking their lips. I was in Vegas flying out from a Jesse Ventura shoot, and this guy said, I listened to you on the radio yesterday, and he was just in love with me during the pat-down. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And that's my experience with that now. I've actually had, I guess, what you could call the beginnings of a little smoochy-moochy. This is what it's all about, to dominate and control people. Then we'll get more into the open calls to ban Trump from going to the UK. Our media saying, could he be disqualified? He's just not presidential. Why, look at England's going to ban him. He's just terrible. And that ties into all these big pushes to go after free speech. Because here's USA Today. TV, the old king of U.S. politics, faces mortality. That means it's death. They're dead already. How long have I said that mainstream media is dead? About three years. But they really passed that point where they were beyond life support. They were just keeping a corpse alive. And now the feet are rotting. They're going to have to cut them off. They got gangrene. The heart's spazzing out, having heart attacks every few weeks. You can't keep the corpse alive. It's dead already. The eyes are sunk in. The fingers are rotting off. You ever see somebody they keep alive too long? That's what happens. And so, you know, they're going to start chopping the arms off now. And there's bed sores everywhere. I mean, I hate to be gross about it, but I mean, that CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, and they always plan to discredit the mainstream media while they destroyed the press, because they are still scared of investigative journalists at newspapers and a few good reporters like the CBS reporter that exposed Fast and Furious, you know, just parading like there's a free press. You could have somebody actually think there was a free press and try it inside the old media system. So they're dismantling it, but they were unable to shut us and others down before they did that. So that's why they're announcing the FTC, not just the FCC. They want to send after Drudge, everybody. They're just announcing online publisher rules where they're going to look at everybody's advertising now, where it's impossible to have advertising because in the ad you have to, quote, disclose where the money comes from. Imagine you have an ad for tennis shoes, and the whole ad's about, this was brought to you by blah, blah, blah. And you say, oh, well, that'll be okay. No, it's to come in and selectively enforce. In fact, I was told with the feds snooping around from multiple sources is the FTC that they want, but because they couldn't get the FBI to make up anything in a two-year investigation, they just said there is nothing. I mean, they just dug through everything reportedly. And that's because I told the best accountants, everybody, just make sure that my rear end is as clean as the driven snow and my nose is clean. Doesn't matter. And so obviously the government knows, too, when they come after us, if they do, we're going to put up a big political, legal, economic battle. And so they just said, well, we'll ship this over to the FTC. And the Supreme Court justice has told Drudge they're coming. I've got the news here. As we get into the TSA at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this. They are coming for our freedoms, our speech, everything. It's here. And all over the world, it's happening as well. Expelled French journalist warns of dark days for the media in China. Why would Reuters report on that? Why would AFP? I mean, that's happening here. Obama's persecuted more members of the press than any other president combined. That's admitted. Obama's gone after more whistleblowers. It's crazy. So after John Corbett leaves us, we're going to play Jakari Jackson's report on the TSA and what's unfolding. I like to have real live heroes on the show, and John Corbett is one of those people. He's a technology entrepreneur and civil rights advocate He's worked on issues such as TSA abuse, NYPD stop and frisk, and has done for 2012 video demonstrating the TSA nude body scanners can be beaten. He is currently litigating the last remaining lawsuit against those scanners, as well as invasive TSA pat-downs. Professional-Troublemaker.com. He's filed a new lawsuit, I'm told. And he also, in his lawsuits, has gotten the intel, famously, where they admit they're not stopping terror, never stop one terrorist. It's all a fraud. It's basically a job for people to be able to rummage through and steal your prescriptions or steal your presents you bought for your wife or daughter. I mean, I've been robbed by the TSA repeatedly, or whoever's searching the luggage. I mean, and of course, I told you, JFK, now famous. I mean, they basically rob almost everybody there. I've had TSA people just treat me with total contempt. I've had them be really nice. A lot of them are listeners. So it's not their fault overall. It's Congress and our fault letting it happen. Famously, 3 years ago, the Texas legislature tried to pass a law saying that they would charge them for groping genitals. The response was F-16s were put on standby. Obama said we will embargo, blockade aircraft. I mean, that's how the Civil War started, with ships. So this is big. This is a federal takeover. They're announcing they want TSA on the streets, domestic ID cards. The IRS is saying if you're not in good graces with them, you can't travel. This is totalitarianism, and Jonathan Corbett is fighting it. Jonathan, thank you for coming on with us today. Let's get into your latest lawsuits, where it's going, and the TSA coming out and saying, oh, we're not going to let you opt out from going into the child pornography booth.
Hey, Alex, how are you? It's good to be back.
I'm good, my friend.
Good, good. So, yeah, we had an update about 2 weeks ago where the TSA now decided that no more opt-outs unless they say it's okay. So if you're on a special list, it's not okay. If you get randomly selected, it's not okay. If they don't like the look, it's not on your face, it's not okay. If you're a cute female, it's probably not okay either. So, you know, we now have this state of uncertainty at the checkpoint where maybe they'll let you opt out, maybe they won't.
You heard my whole rant about the panopticon technocracy they're building. I mean, in their own words, they admit that's what they're building. Pentagon designed. And where would you say the demarcation line is in this fight against the 1984 system being put in place?
You know, it's hard to know how much the TSA actually does towards that, because it seems like they're pretty incompetent from the surface. So you start to wonder whether or not they have all this information, or maybe they're just consumers of this kind of information. So we have these watch lists that are maintained by the FBI, the no-fly list, for example, the terrorist screening database, and so forth. And it seems that TSA is a consumer of this data. I don't know how much they actually send back. I don't know if they have the skills.
Continue with your current lawsuit.
So essentially, this TSA for the last, since the body scanners came out, has been arguing in court against, in lawsuits against the body scanners, that one of the reasons why these scanners are constitutional is because they're optional, because you can always opt for a pat-down. You know, a pat-down is not exactly a pleasant option either, but they've argued that the existence of this unpleasant option makes it constitutional. So now that all those suits have died down, the courts have said, well, it sounds okay, we'll just let it go. The TSA has now moved to the next step, which is making them mandatory. So I filed a suit against the TSA last week, asking the court to enjoin them because they've now changed the constitutional balance. And they've also failed to engage in normal rulemaking procedures. Any other agency would have put out a notice in the Federal Register, would have solicited comments from the public, and they're required to do so by law. Yet they failed to do so the last time that they put the body scanners out, and now this time that they're changing the procedure.
Well, let me lay some knowledge on folks that are wondering why this is happening. Some say it's inept, some say it isn't. It's meant to be rolled out like the post office. And I watched a two-hour meeting back in 2002 when they were getting cabinet-level status at DHS, when DHS was being created, and they admitted the plan, that you'd have to have a TSA authorization from the federal government. You know, the TSA is not just the TSA agents, obviously, the airport. That's where the rubber meets the road. But above that, they're going to make you get authorization to have a job. First, it's at high-value targets. Then it's infrastructure targets. Then it moves on to all jobs. You have to get certification to be able to have that job. Then you have to have certification to be able to travel. Then it's a whole database on you where you start opting in to being part of the national global ID card system to get fast-tracked in. So it's simply training. If you go back to ancient humans, how they would domesticate dogs, or then they would domesticate horses and other animals, obviously you try to get them when they're young, indoctrinate them, but more importantly, you just get them used to feeding them or putting your hands on them. And you put them into chutes to do that at first, where they're in a chute, in a pen, and then you touch them in the pen, you feed them in the pen. And that's how pedophiles also train kids, with the touching and getting them prepared. So and I've had top psychologists on. I mean, this is the breaking of the American people. This is institutionalizing them and just preparing them to go through checkpoints, go through lines, have their will broken, be put in a scanner, put their hands up, in an act of saying, you know, that my hands are up, I'm a criminal, having the gun drills, making people march out. They admit the plan is with these extrajudicial, as you just mentioned, systems, that it's just these agencies make rules. These agencies do what they want. No one knows how you got on the list. Now it's a no gun buy list. Now there's a secret list. We come take your guns. See where this is going? That's why what you're doing is so important. We're not just going, hey, man, let them grope you. A terrorist might come through. The borders are open. They're bringing people in. They bring in planes from Mexico and let 150 people in. Don't even look at them. This is dog training. This is slave training. Now, I'll rant if you're so polite and keep pausing, but you're the man in there charging and taking action. Lay some more knowledge on us about what's going on. You're the guy that helped prove with their own documents that they haven't stopped a single jihadi.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're right in two important regards. Number one is that this is just getting worse every time the TSA has been given something, they then move on to the next more invasive because they think that that makes us more secure or that makes them have more control or whatever the case may be. So that's definitely something to consider, is that we have to draw a line somewhere. And we didn't draw the line, apparently, at letting them use x-rays to take images of our nude body. So we have to pick a spot. You're also right about the fact that they don't catch terrorists. These new machines, these body scanners, are much better at finding drugs, at finding cash, at finding anything but things that will actually take down an airplane. And I think that's for a good reason. I think they enjoy
their internal checkpoints. I've seen them confiscate silver. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah, they actually have rules that say if you are found with a certain amount of cash, they're going to notify customs. How crazy is that?
It's internal violations of the Fourth Amendment. And, of course, now they've also started grabbing people's laptops and phones and downloading their info.
Yeah, well, Customs and Border Patrol definitely says that they have that right. And we've also seen it a little bit in airports where they've started to ask passengers to turn on electronic devices, ostensibly to make sure that they're actually an electronic device and not a bomb. So we all know what the next step on that one is.
Well, it's all about making us feel like we're suspects and people getting in our space. It's how you kill a free country. What about my point that a lot of civil libertarians are somewhat liberal, so they don't want to point out the real argument against all this? You can't have open borders. You can't be bringing in all these people, these refugees with fake passports and all the rest of it, and then saying, you know, the main gates are open, but we're going to grope you internally inside the country. It's ridiculous.
You're absolutely right. You know, whatever your listeners' standpoints are on whether we should let in Syrian refugees, your point there is completely valid, that if we're going to open up all of these arenas for people to get into the country and to cause us trouble, why are we touching grandma at the airport? There's no point.
Exactly. I mean, it'd be like if I said, don't let the dog out, so I open all the front and back doors but then close a closet.
Right.
I mean, it's like, I'm going to secure the house. I'm locking the closet, but everything else is open.
Right, it doesn't work, and we don't screen the people that work at the airports properly. We allow people to randomly get through. It's just a disaster. There's no way that the TSA could actually stop a terrorist, but thankfully there actually hasn't been a terrorist that's attempted to get through the airport since 9/11, since almost 16 years now.
What about the point that Steve Hostetler made? It says if you bring too much liquid, the TSA confiscates it and throws it away in case it's a bomb. So they throw it away in case it's a bomb in the garbage can right next to them with all the other possible bombs in the area with most amount of people in case it's a bomb.
Yeah, they know that they're not actually taking any bombs away from you. Part of that is revenue, too. The airports make a lot of money. The airlines make a lot of money based on you buying drinks and snacks and so forth in the airport and on the airplane.
I did forget. They didn't take the squash or the peppers, but I was up at Omaha, and they had this farmer's market, the most luscious produce I've ever seen. And I bought my mom some locally grown Concord grapes. Actually bought some of the grapes, too, but I ate those. And they just flipped out and said, we should arrest you. What are you doing? And I said, oh, I just forgot. It's grape jelly. And they just, like, for 30 minutes hyperventilated. And I just finally went, you people are nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just crazy. This is all made up. I said, you bring the terrorists into the country. And then they're like, settle down, sir, settle down. I'm like, no, I'm not going to settle down. I mean, literally, after 20 minutes, I finally just got angry. And I said, I'm not playing along with your fantasy land anymore. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. One of the other interesting things is this policy based on the state of matter that something is in. You can actually bring ice through the checkpoint as long as there's no liquid in it. But once it turns to water, it's now a bomb.
And there's always going to be something new to the terrorists. Oh, the terrorists are going to put bombs in, you know, up their rear ends into their rectums. And then, show we, breast bombs. What are we going to do? You know, cut women's breasts off, x-ray them?
Well, we're already towards the x-raying, so I think we're pretty much there.
And, of course, no one seems to know about this, but I've seen it in local news. In, like, the middle of the country and in the middle of New York, they have, like, army x-ray trucks that make you drive through with high-powered x-rays. And I've had radiologists on. They go, that is at least 100 times the power of a chest x-ray.
That's right. In New York City, they have them. And I actually filed the first lawsuit against that as well in 2013, I believe it was. The court dismissed that one, saying there's no proof that they actually used them. That so I'm waiting. If you ever see a news article that shows that they're actually in use in New York, let me know and we'll reopen that case.
Yeah, they got different types. I mean, you're just, again, you're such a hero. See, he did shoot that too, folks. I mean, nobody else is doing it. Thank God for this guy. Jonathan Corbett, professional-troublemaker.com. I mean, think about that. They've got these mobile ones. They put you in, throw the switch, and fry you. Then they've got them where you drive through them. And, of course, the military and the police, do they have any idea how deadly these are? A lot of the TSA people tell us that these millimeter wave things aren't dangerous. They're a lot less powerful than the other systems. But still, in the aggregate, there are a lot of studies out there. And all these cancer clusters?
Yeah, in the end, it's going to be the TSA employees that get it the worst. I mean, no matter how much you fly, you're only spending a few minutes a day at most near them versus the TSA screeners spending maybe 40 hours a week. So it's really on them.
Well, Mr. Corbett, as we hurtle into 2016, I want to give you the floor for the next 3-4 minutes. Other points that need to be added, points I haven't brought up. What else can you impart to our viewers and listeners out there?
Sure. I also have one more lawsuit that's pending against the TSA right now. Essentially, if you were to fly a domestic airline, a U.S. flagged airline from a foreign country to the United States, the TSA now requires you to go through an interview. So if you're in, say, London Heathrow and you're flying American Airlines to New York, there's going to be some security contractor there asking you questions about where you're going, what you're doing there, and so forth. Like they think that they're LO or that they're Customs and Border Patrol or something like that. So I filed suit against this because I was told that if I said no to answering their questions, that they deny me boarding. And there's been some success with that so far. The TSA has now backpedaled, saying that you won't be denied boarding if you refuse to answer the questions. But they're being a little bit sketchy about saying what actually happens. So that lawsuit is also continuing.
Well, here's the big takeaway. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you're probably the leading experts on this. The big takeaway is, if you don't push back, it's only going to get worse. The power grab, the mission creep, it's never going to end, and it doesn't keep us safe.
Absolutely. The second they think that they're in control of something, that the challenges are done, that the public isn't looking, you know, they released this body scanner change on a Friday night, just like every garbage government document that comes out. They will push forward until you're walking through naked and bending over.
And, of course, they've talked about, actually, well, we've had cases where they would strip search people and grope women's genitals, and they're crying, and then they admit it. And sometimes these guys flip out. You know, they've settled these lawsuits where they just go, baby, you look good. Can I date you? I mean, and then it's on video. They're like, baby, let's go out. I mean, it's just...
That's terrible. And if one piece of advice I have for travelers, if the TSA ever asks you to go to a back room with them, don't go. It's not worth the flight to have them in a room with you one-on-one with no cameras and no one watching to make sure they're doing it okay. Just leave the airport. Don't do it.
Well, I definitely had a male TSA guy. He was looking at me like a woman looks at you when they get on their knee. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I was just like, whoa. I cannot. And he was like, and I was just like, whoa. And I mean, we fought him.
Some of them seem to enjoy it. Some of them seem to hate it. Some of them seem angry and want to make you uncomfortable. It's just like any other group of people. The TSA has 60,000 random people that they haven't really screened, and some of them.
Let's talk about that. Let's do 5 more minutes on the other side with Jonathan Corbett, the last show of the year. And then I'm going to get into Jakari's report, more on Trump, more on the economy. Huge news coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles.
John Corbett is our guest. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the final InfoWars radio/TV transmission of 2015. Tomorrow we'll kick off 2016 on Friday the 1st, day of January, 2016. This year went by the fastest of any in my life. Of course, they say as you get older, time just speeds up, and that's certainly true. But now I realize that it's also just because the world itself is speeding up. Jonathan Corbett out there battling for everyone's freedom as the occupied, collaborative, globalist-controlled federal government with the UN sets up their whole city initiative Strong Cities Initiative to actually put UN buildings controlling the local police and government in every major city. That ties in with the feds and their checkpoints. So you got checkpoints internally in the country, but your front and back door is wide open. A truly sickening joke. Jonathan Corbett, finishing up here. What other little goodies are they planning on rolling out? What are some of their other activities? And, you know, how do we get the public excited and upset again? You know, DrudgeReport.com in the last 5-6 years led the fight with you and others and InfoWars to expose it. And people say, okay, we backed them off for a while, and they reformed some, but now they're coming back again. Well, that's the whole point about a fight, folks. And people should know it's exciting and good to stand up and to speak out and to go leaflet the airport or to go do reports on it or to educate the TSA people. And then separately, I want to briefly talk about, do you agree with my view that we can get mad at the TSA people all day? And obviously they're doing things that are wrong, so they are culpable, unconstitutional. But isn't it a cop-out just to blame them? Shouldn't the real pressure be on Congress, the president, the courts for allowing this travesty? We've got NSA illegal spying, and we've got illegal checkpoints and groping. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, these people are doing an unconstitutional job. They're doing something wrong. But at the end of the day, they're doing it because the representatives that we elected are letting them, are telling them to do it, or just complacent and allowing these agencies to run away. You know, you mentioned before that it's really the agencies that are running the show. They're promulgating these rules and regulations, and they don't really have a lot of oversight. And that kind of goes back to how in Congress nothing ever gets done because there's too much fighting between both sides to actually accomplish anything. So in the meantime, while these sides are fighting, the agencies aren't. The agencies are making rules. They're changing things around, and there's no Congress to actually watch them.
Well, you, again, are a humble man, and I know Bob Barr's been fighting this as well and others, but who else would you say is championing the fight? What are some of the other developments? What are some of the other factoids that you can report to our audience?
Sure. As far as civil liberties groups, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, has been at the forefront of this fight. They're the first one to get a court to say that the TSA actually has to go through notice and comment rulemaking, that process of asking for comments from the public before making changes, which is pretty cool. There's another individual kind of like me who has his own lawsuit and filed a motion for a restraining order against this new thing. His name is Sai. You can find him at s.ai. That's his website. There's a travel rights group called Freedom to Travel USA. They help to fund certain things and to provide legal support for a lot of people that are fighting these battles. There's a bunch of stuff going on. I would personally like to see another national opt-out day. We had one of those about 3 or 4 years ago when the body scanners came out. We encouraged everyone on one day to ask to opt out. And I think I'd like to put together one of those pretty soon. So I'm going to see who can join for that one.
I agree. And then we picked it up. Drudge picked it up and hammered it almost daily. And Drudge really deserves the lion's share of the credit. And then, of course, the population, more importantly, for taking action. And so what they do, they turned them off for 3 weeks completely so no one could have a chance to exercise their power like Rosa Parks. And so they showing that there was no terror threat and it was totally fake. They announced it and turned them off for 3 weeks nationwide. We need to bring those stories back and remind people about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So like you were saying, basically in all the airports, they just stopped using the body scanners and then there could be no opt-out. And, you know, they defeated the protests, I guess, if the protest goal was to clog the system. But if the protest goal was to show that these body scanners aren't necessary, then by far they lost. The body scanners were turned off for like you said, at least several days, if not weeks at some airports. And not a single terrorist got through because the body scanners aren't about finding terrorists.
Yeah, we tracked it. The least amount was about a week, and some were a month or more. I just kind of just condensed it down, about 3 weeks on average. And then they slowly would open one up and then open them all back up. And it's just absolute total bull. Jonathan Corbett, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all the work you're doing. We also need to investigate all the people that left Homeland Security to go to these companies that make money off the scanners. It is just incredible. I mean, Chertoff is the tip of the iceberg. Thank you so much, Mr. Corbett.
And thank you, Alex. You know, it's not every media agency that we can count on to actually put forward these stories. But I do know that when new developments come out, you guys always cover it, and I appreciate that.
Hey, brother, I fly. I got children. I mean, I know how ridiculous it is to have open borders and then have, you know, some weird guy groping your genitals. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
It's like a Monty Python episode if it wasn't so serious. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll see you next year. We do have a guest coming up in the next hour, Pastor David Manning, one of my favorite preachers. I'll just be honest. He's so interesting, funny, smart. A lot of times late at night if I can't sleep, which isn't that often, I will go over and watch him. And I smile when I say it because I just like him. And he's like a big old teddy bear or something. He's funny, too. So I told Nico, I said, listen, I keep forgetting to get him on. Like 6 months, a year will go by. Just get Manning on every month. He's just one of those guests like Roger Stone. I mean, you could not get enough of that guy. And I just think about all these amazing guests. I'm like, man, 6 months went by, a year? Why haven't they been on the show? And it's my fault because I'm the one that calls the shots around here. So we're going to have more and more of him on the show because he is true Americana. And he exposes the long-legged Mac Daddy. Imagine having somebody president like Manning. I know it would be a lot better than Obama. And he just loves Trump. So we're going to get him on coming up here. I want to get to Jakari Jackson's report here in a second. Talk about somebody else I love. Jakari went out to the airport to cover the whole naked body scanner situation. And then I'm going to reconvene after that and get to all this news. I am so focused, though, on covering all the globalism. You notice I've done an hour and 41 minutes and haven't plugged anything. And most shows plug every segment. And they got to. The economy's in trouble. Advertising's in trouble. I get it. We need to do it more often as well and not skip as many breaks or any, quite frankly. If you don't go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news and see all my films and stuff, I don't want to shame you here, but you're really not helping the fight. $5.95 a month if you want to go month to month, get a year and get 6 months free. We've never offered that. It runs through, I guess New Year's is already here, so now is the time to become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We're going to end this in the next week or so. A year membership would be $71. It's $36.50 right now, half off, 6 months free. Normally, you get a couple months free when you sign up for a year. It's $54. Right now, it's $36. Or do month to month, you know, $5.95 if you want to give us more support. But you're giving yourself support. All the globalists take your tax money, then use it against you. But little bits of money, little bits of seed money to fund this operation, you see what we've done. And I'm not bragging, but I like to play that old theme song. What was that show about the stuntman? I might fall from a tall, tall building, might wreck my brand new car. But it is a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. What was the name of that show? The Fall Guy. There you go, The Fall Guy. And I mean, I'm not bragging or anything here, but I mean, people just need to know this is no joke. And I don't talk enough about stuff here on air that we've gone through or happened because it's kind of creepy and it kind of encourages it, so I don't like to talk about it. Then I talk about it, it sounds so wild, people don't believe it, which I totally get. So then I have to talk more about it, and then it just turns into a whole other deal. But let's just say this. We have a lot of eyes upon us. Because just like Trump's no-nonsense, straight shooting, that's what we do. And we have a lot of good people listening and good people taking action. But at the same time, we're under attack. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, the more money we have, the stronger we can be. And I'm just going to leave it at that. The more money we have, the stronger we can be, the more reporters. I mean, right now, a lot of folks are on vacation. They deserve it. We are skeleton crew. It's hard to operate. I need four or five more reporters, four or five more writers. I need some more video editors and camera people. I need other things for this operation. And to sustain our operation, it takes a lot of money. And to be able to stand up against the attacks that we don't even talk about, which we expect. I mean, this is a military operation. I'll just be quite honest with you. That's why it's called InfoWars. People say this guy's got to be with the government or secret groups. The tactics he uses is just right out of stuff they used against the Soviet Union. That's because they're tactics that work, people. I never went and studied those tactics. I organically use those tactics. with the truth. And now we are studied by the Pentagon, by groups, which come out in the Wall Street Journal, other places. We are studied. They just take what we do and try to twist it. It doesn't work. People have a smell for what's real, a taste for what's real, and we are real. That's why every attack you see is about how we aren't real. I remember when I was on the BBC morning show and tore them up, tore up Bilderberg group member that was there. When I got off the stage, I turned my phone on to shoot a behind the scenes in front of the Bilderberg guy. And they came back 3 minutes later and said, Alex Jones just admitted it's all fake. None of it's real. He just admitted it's all fake. And his guest goes, yes, I saw it. Thank God I literally had video of it and was able to put it out an hour later. And upload it to YouTube. That's what they do, folks. They always say, Alex told me he's a fraud. Alex told me he works for the KGB or he works for the Muslims or he works for the CIA. I wouldn't want to work for the CIA. That's like working for Sears Roebuck. They go, oh, really? Jones got caught with CIA connections. I'm going to skip this last break of the year. I got to skip this break coming up. I'm running out of time. I'll put the Jakari report. Because I was honest and talked about when I used to, oh, they're all pretty much dead now. I used to go to family reunions in East Texas. It would look like a CIA veterans convention or something. Where do you think agencies like that recruited from? People that were willing to do whatever it took and weren't afraid. So, of course, they went crazy in Texas. And all I ever said is before those people died, they pretty much all told me, you're right on track. It's exactly as you say. In fact, it's worse than you say. It's unbelievable. They go, look, he got caught. He admits the connections. He admits the connections. It's like saying he knew somebody that worked for Coca-Cola. You have any idea how big the CIA is? It's not prestigious. It's not cool. It's not fun. It's disgusting. It's out of control. It's been infested by a bunch of bad people that want to destroy this country. And let me tell you, you start talking to people that were in the CIA, every one of them, we've had 50 or more former CIA people on, from Robert Baer to David Steele to just, you name it, they'll all tell you, the government's corrupt, it's out of control, it's everything, Cy Hirsch, all these people, what do you think? What's powerful is individuals taking action. What's powerful is people understanding that just a guy from Texas in 21 years with no help at first, with ideas, was able to give the globalists a big run for their money. Because our talking points, our narratives, which are as close to reality as you're going to get, nobody's perfect, are being picked up everywhere. That's what they freak out about in Congress, the Pentagon, everywhere. They can't stand that. They admit our narratives are picked up in Congress. Legislation is passed off information broken on this show by our guest, by our researchers, by our reporters. I'm only a focal point. I'm a guy at the outside of the restaurant saying, hey, we got tables open, come on in. I'm just a guy getting people's attention. I'm a flare in the night, big, loud, aggressive. But then behind it rolls in the info. And that's great. I get attacked. I get shot down. I get demonized. I get lied about. I'm a big boy. People always attack me, lie about me, physically attack me, sue me, anything. And they go, he just seems to get happy. They go, man, why does this get to him? Because I'm not an idiot. I came to fight. You figured that out yet? I came to die if need be. I came to be chopped up. I came to be put in prison. I came to do whatever it takes. That's why a lot of folks got a feeling I'll live to be a ripe old age and won't get touched. Because when you go into this with the right view, the good Lord's with you. When you don't, you get cut down when you're a coward. But it's not confidence, it's dedication, ladies and gentlemen. It's not arrogance, it's commitment. It's not bragging, it's just facts. You need to know the good news. You need to have good morale. You need to know this is the animating contest for liberty. You need to know there are good people in private business, in private corporate systems, in government, in the military. And I'll tell you something right now that when I was younger and wasn't sophisticated, I didn't understand. The government isn't the problem. We are the problem letting it get to this. We're a reflection of it. We let it get usurped. We let it get conquered. We were cowardly. We were fearful. We were lazy. and the government is a problem, but not as big a problem as the people is what I'm getting at. And there are more awake people in federal, state, and local government than there are anywhere else. Because they're there witnessing it, and they're there taking the orders from corporations and taking the orders from foreign interests, and they see what's happening. And the globalists that have occupied our government want to get us in a fight with the government. They want to get us in a fight as if that's where it's all coming from. It's coming from the New World Order. It's coming from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the big banks. It's out of control. So I'm going to tell you right now, in the new year, I'm going to ask you to pray for us. And I want you to pray for this country and the world and for the blinders to be taken off. Please. Or pray however God leads your heart, but just pray. And I want to ask you to commit. The most important thing is to spread the word about this broadcast and to send out the videos and the articles that you think are the most important, that you think are the most informative, on all media platforms you can, aggressively. And for you to start a newsletter, or for you to call into radio, or for you to start a radio show, or for you to take action, or for you to make copies of films, or for you to give PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to folks. And also make a commitment to start exercising and to start spending more time with your family and to get Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and to get Oxy Powder and flush your guts out and to get Super Male Vitality and experience the things there that can boost you and counter all the things they're doing to us to fog our minds. We're meant to be crazed. We're meant to be full of lightning. We're meant to be strong. Look at all the old photos. I'm curious, an old photo of black people, white people, Hispanics, whatever. It doesn't matter. I go in some old Mexican restaurant. They got old pictures of people 150 years ago in Mexico. Their eyes have like electricity shooting out of them. Totally alive. You go take a look at black people 150 years ago. They look so alive, it's incredible. Electricity shooting out of their eyes. I look at old photos of my ancestors on both sides. These people look meaner than somebody, smarter than the star of Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, Clint Eastwood. I mean, they all looked like that in the eye, and let me tell you, they were that. They were lovers, they were fighters, they were killers. And they didn't take crap off anybody. And it wasn't because they were big, tough heroes. It was because they were default mean. They were default tough. They were default not cowards. What's that quote from True Grit? What's that quote he says? I think he says he's mean and he's double tough. Go to YouTube, type in True Grit, Double Tough. I forget the exact quote. People didn't act like they were tough. They were tough. They didn't act like if you shot your mouth off to somebody's wife, they'd say, you get your gun, you come outside right now. You're going to pay for that. They weren't doing that because they were peacocks. They were doing that because they weren't going to be run over. Bill Waters is the best tracker. The meanest one is Rooster Cockburn. A pitiless man, double tough. Fear don't enter his thinking. I'd have to say L.T. Quinton is the straightest. He brings the prisoners in alive. Where would I find this rooster? I got to say, I better than the John Wayne one. I love the one with the dude. All right, I got to get to the Shikari Jackson report. Let's go ahead and go to this report on the TSA from the Austin International Airport. Bergstrom, the former SAC command base with a giant underground train station that goes all the way out to the hills at Fort Hood where they store the nuclear weapons. And there's a nuclear reactor under UT and two reactors up in North Austin. And when I talk about it, the paper says it's a conspiracy, even though you can Google it all right now and find it's there. The Briar Green Hotel ain't got nothing on ABI. Here it is.
The use of TSA body scanners has been a very controversial topic, with privacy advocates stating that the machines show too much of one's person, health advocates and pregnant mothers concerned about the effects the machines can have on unborn children, citing how x-ray technicians use lead walls before they operate similar types of machinery. With all this in mind, the TSA has quietly phased out or is phasing out the opt-out option, stating how they can strongly suggest that somebody go through the machine as opposed to getting a pat down. So we're going to ask the people out here what they think about the new change in policy. Oh, excuse me, sir. We're asking people what they think about the TSA change in policy eliminating the pat down option.
I have not heard about that. Oh. Well, I didn't have to go through security this morning, but you did.
I don't really...
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think as long as they still do a thorough check, then...
I judge the world according to how I am. I'm nice.
I actually go through some of the pre-line, so I don't have that deal. So I'm not worried about
it. I do pre also, because I come here too much.
Well, some people are concerned. You see pregnant mothers and health advocates, they're concerned about the effects the machines can have on things such as unborn children.
Well, okay, so you're talking about eliminating the ability to do a pat-down in lieu of the scanner? No, I think they need to keep it for that.
Well, some people are concerned, such as pregnant mothers and health advocates, they're worried about the effects that the body scanners could have on unborn children.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
I mean, from what I've heard and what I've seen online and so forth, is that the radiation is really minimal. So I personally think if that's something that you're worried about, probably should figure out a different way to get to where you're going.
Oh, now they're on the highway.
They're doing that. I don't like being patted at all.
Oh, one normal?
Pet somebody else, okay?
I agree with you on that one.
I got patted down.
What did you think about it?
It's very traumatic for me.
What did you think about your wife going through this? She was pregnant.
Well, I'm sure there's probably needs to be more research to find out if it actually happens or not.
It's interesting to note that the shining example for why body scanners are used in the first place is the underwear bomber, a person who was allowed through the security checkpoint many years ago. Meanwhile, a man was able to transport a pistol through security just this year. Also, even though the TSA has yet to stop a single terrorist attack, we saw the state of Texas threatened with a no-fly zone when they sought to oust the agency. And finally, activist John Corbett, who was previously censored by the TSA for posting documents that they themselves released, is suing the agency over the pat-down rule change.
And there you have it. More reports at InfoWars.com.
Ja'Kari Jackson. Doesn't Ja'Kari Jackson sound like a superhero name? I love it. Who has a cooler name here at the office, Ja'Kari Jackson or Marcos Morales? Marcos Morales sounds like a race car driver's name. Ja'Kari Jackson sounds like, I don't know, like a Green Lantern character or something. Action Jackson. Action Jackson goes around beating people up, right? I remember those movies. Okay, let's get serious here, because this is serious subjects, and I've got a guest coming up. It's going to be extremely informative. It is the last broadcast of the year. By the way, who's hosting the fourth hour today? Oh, it says that here. Yes, Anthony Gucciardi. We had Pastor David Manning joining us as well coming up. Really, the big theme is they're attacking free speech everywhere. They're now saying ban Trump from the campaign. The media is doing every trick they can. England's talking about banning him from going to the UK. U.S. spy agencies crush congressional demand for more employee scrutiny. Oh, because they're the boss, the bureaucracy. It's like the Federal Reserve said, oh, Congress has no control over the Federal Reserve. We control the money. Read the Constitution? The Congress has the sole power to issue and control currency and money. But PBS says that's not the case. Just like 2 plus 2 equals 5. This is the type of garbage they're engaged in, but it's not working anymore because I mentioned the big USA Today article. Why do they want to censor InfoWars.com? Why do they want to censor Drudge? Why do they want to do all this? Because we are kicking the living snot out of these people. TV, the old king of U.S. politics, faces mortality. That's a nice way of saying TV, the old king of lying and manipulating the mindless masses, faces its death. And wouldn't mainstream media announce the death of itself a few years too late? That's good, though. They don't know they're already dead. They still got a little bit of snot-nosed confidence, and that's only going to help us defeat them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.